Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to WellFit Radio, brought to you live online by Progressive Complete Health. Train right, then train hard. My name is Jason Venkus, and I am your host and the founder of Progressive Complete Health. I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, performance enhancement specialist, and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. So make sure you tune in every week at 3 p.m. Central Time, or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to discuss the topic of bacon according to the World Health Organization. It's been a very hot topic. Bacon has just been classified as carcinogenic, as well as with red meats and processed meats. So now if you know me, you know I'm vegan, and you might think that I'm a bit biased about the research. Now, while I do feel that more veggies and less processed foods is the best way to go, you need to follow the proper research, and I believe in addressing both sides of every issue truthfully. Bottom line is, processed foods, especially meats, are not good for you. But is processed meat as bad for you and as likely to cause cancer as cigarettes? That is what I aim to present to you today. All this week, all my paleo friends are damning the research, saying it wasn't done correctly, blah, 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 blah. And all my vegan friends are saying that eating bacon is just as bad for you as cigarettes. Well, the confusion comes in the fact that many do not understand the classification system used by the World Health Organization. So let's start there, because that's actually the main part of it. Now, the World Health Organization has a classification system for carcinogens. The WHO uses a three-tier classification system, so along the lines of 1, 1A, and 2. So items like asbestos, cigarettes, and now bacon, red meat, and processed meats are ranked side by side in the first category known as possible carcinogens. However, this does not mean that they have the same potential to cause cancer. What it means is that the strength of the evidence that they are carcinogens and can cause cancer is the same. Same strength of evidence does not mean the same likelihood to cause cancer. So let's kind of break that down a little bit further. It might be a little bit hard to understand, but what I'm basically saying is the degree, the value of the evidence is the same, but the percentage to cause certain types of cancer is not the same as it is for smoking and cigarettes. Now, Mariana Stern, PhD, was a lead researcher on these studies and was asked the following question. Some internet headlines about your study are implying that eating a hot dog a day is as much a risk as smoking a cigarette a day. Sounds like that this is mischaracterization. Her response, yes, it is. We cannot compare these two carcinogens side by side in this way. For reference, a hot dog is 45 grams. The evidence, when looked jointly through meta-analysis, shows that for every 50 grams per day of intake of processed meats, the risk of colorectal cancer increases by 18%. So roughly, if you ate 50 grams per day of processed meat during your life, your lifetime risk of colorectal cancer would go from 5 to 6%. So let's put that in perspective for a minute. Smokers that smoke 10 or more cigarettes a day are at a 15% risk of developing lung cancer. Now, that's a big difference, 6% versus 15%. So, and if you're smoking less than 10 cigarettes a day, the risk is a bit lower. So what studies were done to prove that red meat, processed meat, and bacon are carcinogenic? Well, again, the World Health Organization asked 22 different scientists to review more than 800 studies from around the world to evaluate the carcinogenicity or the potential for cancer causation of consumption of red meat and processed meats. Their findings, presented in Lyon, France, a few weeks ago and released on Monday, pushed the World Health Organization to give processed meat that Group 1 categorization as a potential cause of cancer, along with tobacco asbestos exposure, who share that designation as well, though those are at a much higher risk. So, tobacco asbestos exposure are more likely to cause cancer than cigarettes. So Dr. Stern was also asked this question. This all comes out of LAMagazine.com. Before we get into the nitty-gritty here, the New York Times seemed to blow the World Health Organization findings off yesterday when they reported the increase in risk is so slight that experts said most people should not be overly worried about it. How do you respond? And again, Dr. Stern replied with, "I do not agree with this entirely. Indeed, this is not an issue that the public should panic about. Even though processed meats now share the same category as tobacco smoke, the level of risk from processed meats is not nearly as large as that of tobacco smoke. That said, there are currently very few dietary items that have been comprehensively studied and evaluated across the entire literature to determine their role in cancer. We know that diet may contribute up to 30% of the cancer burden. Diet is the second modifiable risk factor after tobacco smoke. Given that most cancers are caused by multiple factors that act jointly and likely in different combinations in different people, the more we know about modifiable risk factors that we can change, the more we can reduce the cancer burden in the population. Specifically, colorectal cancer is currently the third leading cancer-related cause of death in the U.S., the second among Hispanics, and accounts for 50,000 deaths a year in the U.S. and 130,000 cancer diagnoses per year. Anything we can do to reduce this cancer burden should be implemented to the public. These findings give us the opportunity to make changes in our diet that may lower our risk of cancer. For multifactorial cancers like colorectal cancer, every bit we do to lower the risk counts. This comprehensive evaluation is suggesting that we should pay attention to processed meat in our diet and try to limit their intake." So, long story short, and this is going to be a shorter episode for you today, is eating bacon bad for you? Considering the evidence as a carcinogen and also taking into consideration other health risks associated with it, yes, it is. The evidence has shown that eating bacon or eating processed meats has a negative effect on our health and should at least be limited, if not completely eliminated. It just really depends on how you feel about it. If you are okay with a 6% chance of having colorectal cancer in addition to having other problems, then by all means, continue to eat bacon. But is it as bad for you as smoking? Absolutely not. Now, me personally, I wouldn't smoke cigarettes, nor would I eat bacon either. The evidence is there to suggest that, yes, eating bacon, probably not good for us. So, should we do it? No, or at least in moderation, according to most experts. My goal when I work with people is to get them to work on nutritional paths that work for them, that are still to be considered healthy. With your bacon, with your processed meat, you're looking at a lot of the curing and the nitrites and nitrates that are added to it, and that's what puts you at risk. So again, considering the evidence as a carcinogen and also taking into consideration, I would say bacon is bad for you. But is it as bad for you as smoking? Absolutely not. So don't smoke. Don't eat bacon. Now join me next week as I talk about the effects of getting a good night's sleep and its correlation not only to your health, but to Alzheimer's as well. Until next time, may your life be filled with peace, balance, and harmony. Namaste.
That's all that I am now. That's all.